Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The big day for Taylor Swift is getting closer, and new clues now have emerged about possible plans for Taylor and Travis's wedding, but not everyone is convinced by the rumors involving Madison Square Garden. Rosemarie Terenzio, who was John F. Kennedy Jr.'s former chief of staff, planned his secret wedding to Carolyn Bessette nearly 30 years ago. Here's what Anne-Marie had to say.
I don't think it's going to be at MSG. I don't. But I could see her doing something for her fans at MSG. She has such an emotional connection to her fans, yeah, and she understands that relationship so well that I think there'll be something for the fans.
Before JFK's wedding, they left fake itineraries for Ireland around the office. They put it out there that they were getting married overseas, and then the couple actually went in a small private ceremony in Georgia. So, is there something to this? At Madison Square Garden getting all decked out? Is it for the fans to watch the wedding? And Travis and Taylor are going to be somewhere else? Who knows?
I hope it's for us to have access, because I do want to see what's up. I want to see the dress immediately. I want to hear what song they walk down to the aisle to. I want all the details of being able to look over at the groom when the groom cries, when the bride walks down the aisle, see what the dad's reaction is, giving Taylor away. I want to see what Jason Kelsey's doing. Yes, I'm a fan and would love to see all of the action. Now, there is, I feel, the very realistic possibility that they may already be married.
That's a really good point.
Celebrity couples do that all the time. Where they just have their immediate family. I mean, they both come from very small families. And, they've said that. You know, there's not like a whole lot of extended family. It's maybe just the immediate family. They've already had a ceremony. They're already married. This is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is just the big party and the big to-do. And Taylor did tease that everybody's invited. She had said that. I can't remember what award show. So if it is televised or if it is at Madison Square Garden, that would give people more access to be able to see it. The whole thing is so exciting.
That might be it.
Because this is going to be, I would say, the biggest wedding of the year. I mean, this is like a royal wedding for all of us here.
This has got to be bigger than the royal wedding.
And she's also so loyal to her fans, and her fans have been through all the relationships with her. And these two have been a pretty normal public couple since getting together. They go out to dinner like normal. They go to sporting events like normal. They don't seem to be so hush-hush quiet like a lot of these other celebrity couples are, that it wouldn't surprise me if they were having it at Madison Square Garden. And for people that want to complain that it's there, why, man? This is going to give us access. Right. I want to see it.
This might be a fan thing. There was also a report that they put the red carpet down and then pulled it up.
I saw that.
Because it was down too soon, and it's like, what does that mean? What does it mean?
It means somebody messed up on a corner. They're like, you were supposed to turn it this way, not that way. You have a new text message. You have a new text message. Who has the right to park in front of your house? And can you do anything about it? It's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. And this is the message we received. Every time my neighbors host a party, their guests fill up the street, including parking directly in front of my house.
Oh.
The worst part? My own family sometimes has nowhere to park when they come over. Is it rude to ask my neighbors to have their guests leave the spot in front of my house open? Or do I just have to accept that street parking is first come, first served? This is like legal rights versus neighbor etiquette. Because legally, anybody can park anywhere.
Yeah,
but
right.
Look, this is when you know you've reached about 40 years old, when you own a house and someone pulls up in front of you and you're immediately hands on your hips. Who is that?
Who's
over
here now?
Is that Amazon delivery? Who's parking there? Why are they parking there? Why are they in front of my house? Are they on their phone? Is there an emergency? What's going on? Are they going to the next house? Are they coming here?
This is my thing, too. When I owned a house in West Dallas. Why is this person parking? That's my spot. I would say this is my spot. Now, in our little community where my townhome is, I do the same thing. Here's my thing, though. I look out the window and I go, it's in the rules. It's in the rules in the lease. You can't park on the streets. You have to use the designated parking areas. Look at this person. And then I'm screaming in the house. Why do we worry about where people park? Why does it really affect you
again,
that bad?
I really think you get to be 40 years old.
Yeah, true.
And this becomes your main concern. I mean, we're no different than our dog. Our dog, I say, Coda, is such a bully when anyone walks by the house. She barks. There was an elderly woman last night.
Oh, there's somebody out there.
8 o'clock with this cute little white fluffy dog. You would have thought this dog was going to break into our house. Yeah. The way Coda reacted scared me half to death. I'm watching soccer and she just barges into the window. I'm like, you're a bully. But she looks at me like, but mom, they're passing our house. Look, legally, it's a public street. I mean, like you said, Radar, unless they live somewhere that they can't park in front of the house. I don't think you can say anything. What you need to do is put cones out. I don't know if anyone's going to actually move the cones. I don't know if that's illegal to do, but if you really want to save the spot, that's what happens when you go to festivals.
No, you don't.
That happens a lot to our team when they need to load or unload the tables and things for promotions event. Put cones out. I don't know that you can actually say something to the neighbor to tell all their friends when they're hosting a party, hey, don't park in front of their house. I mean, go someplace really busy. You park where you park. Go to the east side. Go to the square.
Oh, gosh.
You park where you park. What's open is fair game to anybody.
You do what they're doing to you. You fight fire with fire. So when I had a house and I would have people coming over and I knew there was a party or some other people parking, I would pull both of our cars into the street, but not just in one like car spot. I would move them so that it would take up almost two spots in front of my house. You know, it's one on one side, one on the other.
Yes.
Then when like my kids would come over, it'd be like, okay, text me when you're like right down the street. Okay. And then I'd pull in. And then my son would pull up, you know, Bones would pull up and park. And then I'd park behind him and keep the spots. You got to save your spots. You fight fire with fire. And then you see those people walking down the street with their gifts and stuff. Like, how come we can't find parking here? Well, this is why.
But right also, how many times do you pull up somewhere and you think, this person, they took up two spots.
Oh, that too. Did something break in the heat? You heard us talk about this if you joined the show right around this time recently. You got Elizabeth and Radar. And producer Will, we feel bad for producer Will because The AC in his car went out.
Yeah, and there really is no worse time than when you're in the middle of a heat wave and temps are in the 90s and feel like it's 105 outside.
It's not so bad on the way into work early in the morning, but then going home when it's like 95, that's the tough part. But producer Will did say there could be light at the end of the tunnel.
It was pretty rough yesterday. It was very hot, but
you went to a mechanic and got it fixed? No?
No, much cheaper.
Oh, what?
How cheap?
I fixed it myself.
Oh, did you actually fix it?
Come on. You didn't do the Freon thing, did you?
What did you do?
So, I don't know why my AC system is like this, but when the temperature dial is turned to the maximum cold, it blows hot air. I turn it just one notch lower, or one notch hotter, I guess, and it's fixed. It blows cool air.
Time out. You didn't fix a thing. No. You just found a loophole.
Yeah, I did. I turned the knob.
You didn't actually fix it, though.
Cold air came out.
So when it's not on high, it will blow cold air. There's got to be a reason for this. Have you gone to the internet yet? Because I'm about to. You have a 2012 Ford Fusion?
Yes.
And okay, the dial goes all the way. It's in the blue. You got it all the way. And is there a little click to go to max? Do you feel a little click? Like, oh,
No. It's just the dial is just all the way to cold. Blows hot air.
Don't we all have
one
these band-aids?
Little notch down, cold air.
We all have these band-aids that we do with our cars. Like, right. I don't open the window all the way, it won't get stuck. Okay, listen to this, though. I went to the internet here, and when I asked, why does my AC in my car blow cold air only when it's not on high? And it says, if your car's AC blows cold on the lower fan speeds, but gets warm when you switch the fan to high, that's likely a low refrigerant.
Oh, no, you see, it's not the fan speed. It's the temperature dial.
The temperature dial.
Okay, check that out now. Let's
see this.
This is like Dr. Google for your car. It's Elizabeth Radar, producer Will, and he's had an issue with his AC in his car. Thought it was out.
Oh.
It was blowing hot air. Now all
producer
of a sudden,
Will.
He found a little, This doesn't seem like a dial issue. This seems like there's something
you
more.
Could have a weak compressor. The compressor is likely starting to fail. Or the condenser cooling fan issue may be the problem also. They also keep saying you might have a dirty cabin air filter. Have you checked the cabin
filter? I'll have to check the filter.
So
I will at least do that. That's easy to do.
They said the quick test is, next time you're driving, set the AC to max.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the fan to medium and note the temperature. Then
warm. I already did that.
And then switch it to high. Okay, my guess, based on everything that you've described here, I think it's 70% the compressor is about to fail, 20% maybe low refrigerant, and 10% that it's another like part of the AC.
Ooh, mechanic Elizabeth.
About to fail, which means
I might be able to
get through the summer, and then I'll worry about it next summer.
Next summer,
I won't need to worry about it in the winter.
By the way, you are such a dude. You are such a dude because as a woman, you have to do your hair. You have to sometimes, dress up. We've got to wear bras, which are restrictive, and you sweat in those things. And we have makeup. Like this would have been taken care of immediately.
Well, I do my hair. I have long hair.
It looks very windblown right now with those windows down. All right, football fans. We've got something so exciting coming up on July 19th, and we are thrilled to be a part of it. We want you to come out and join the fun. Do you know the legendary charity softball game that the Packer players put on year after year? And it's hosted by our friend and co-worker, Mason Crosby, former kicker of the Green Bay Packers, special guest Jordy Nelson, going to be out there. Well, it's happening July 19th down in Beloit, ABC Supply Stadium, and they have asked the Elizabeth and Radar Show to join because they have flipped the script this year and it's a border battle.
Border battle.
So you're going to have Packer players and Wisconsin fans against Illinois fans of Chicago teams and some Chicago players. I can't avoid it. I have to say it. Give me the bear jar.
You got the bear jar.
The Chicago Bears. Yes, yes. Okay, fine. I'll put some money in it.
Daniel Hardy's going to be there from the Bears.
This is going to be really fun. And again, it's all for charity. Proceeds going to Make-A-Wish. We would love for you to come on out and join us for the Border Brouhaha Battle, the Softball Slam, Sunday, July 19th, ABC Supply Stadium, 305 sponsored by Align Energy. We are thrilled to be a part of this. But here's the thing. My guy Radar here messed up already this morning. So they on their social media, they like to put out who's confirmed to be playing. Like, Bonnie Blair is going to be playing in the charity softball game this year. You're going to have former Packer Amon Green that's going to be there. Our buddy Ike Winter, the artist, he's going to be there as well. His girlfriend, Andrea Belke, you know her from Survivor and local television. Also, Olympian Nick Baumgartner, he's going to be in it as well. This is going to be such a fun day. We're really excited about it. Mason Crosby, Jordy Nelson. It's going to be great. But I said to Radar last night, I said, hey, man, they want to put our picture up on social media with a bio. How about you wear your Bears stuff, I'll wear my Packers stuff. We'll get a picture today. We'll have the Mix 105.1 logo, the 99.1, the Mix logo. We'll get a picture. So I'm digging in the closet because, you know, it's not football season right now. It's Brewers season, so I kind of move things around in the closet. I've got here, check it out. I've got the party beads, my little party beads. I've got my hoodie. I have two Packer hats. And Radar, the Bears fan who talks all this trash about his team and how good you all are. Tell everybody what you did this morning.
I thought we were just talking about the border battle brouhaha going on. I'm like, ooh, okay, well, at least we're going to talk about this. But it's border brouhaha softballslam.com is where you can get your tickets. I laid out my Bears gear on my kitchen table where the door to the garage to the car is. I grabbed my backpack for work and everything. I'm like, all right, I got my work bag and everything next to it. Scooped it up, got in the car, came here, and all my stuff is at home. It's at home!
So what are we going to do now? We've got to take a picture.
I've already texted my wife, Jess, who is graciously going to bring it a little later this morning and drop it off on her way into the office. Yes, that's going to happen. I can't believe I forgot this.
I can't believe you forgot it because you're all worried about talking so much smack, and now you've got to actually deliver the goods.
I mean, the Bears beat the Packers twice last year. Once in the playoffs to knock them out. So we can. We can finally we can be on that perch to say, yep, it's us. It's us on top. At least last year.
This is what I tried to put in my bio. I was like, look, Elizabeth is looking forward to her first plate appearance since 1997. And further securing bragging rights for Wisconsin sports fans. Radar, you're a softball coach. I have not played softball since 97, since high school, which that seems so long ago. I'm going to need a little bit of practice. I'm really hoping that maybe are a coach. Can you take me to the batting cages? Do you have a glove that I can borrow?
Wait a minute.
What? You're a coach.
You're a Packer fan. I'm a Bears fan. I'm going to help you get better for this game.
You're a coach.
I'm sorry. It's not happening.
You're not going to help me get better?
I have a glove. You don't have a glove?
Why? No, I haven't had a glove. Actually, last time I played catch was when Brayson was still playing baseball. And that would have been 6 years ago. So we did play catch then.
You don't have a glove?
No.
Well, you're in trouble.
I don't have cleats.
Major trouble. We can't wear cleats because the ABC Supply Stadium is turf field. So you can just wear your gym shoes.
Normal tennis shoes.
Normal shoes.
Yep. So you're not going to lend me anything to help me play in this border battle charity softball game.
I can't. I have to use the glove too. So, unless we're on opposite teams,
you know what?
Then we can just switch out, but then my glove gets nice and sweaty.
But also, I don't trust you. You couldn't remember to bring your uniform. I'm probably going to forget to bring my glove on purpose.
Guess what?
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Who knew the sports legend was coming out of retirement? Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, and we are streaming live right now on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Thank you to our friends at Door Peninsula Winery. And Serena Williams came back to tennis.
Yep. Yeah, there's a big story.
I completely missed it. I've been too obsessed with this Taylor Travis wedding thing.
They've been talking about a lot of soccer. Okay, soccer has been in the sports world. She's trying to make a comeback.
Which is so incredible, but it didn't go the way Serena would have liked. Here's the final call as Maya Joint defeated Serena Williams in the first round at Wimbledon.
Maya Joint has just beaten the legend. One of the greatest athletes of all time that she watched growing up on the telly. Mm. And Serena's gone.
You watch your athlete growing up on the telly, and then you defeat said athlete. That'd be like me going up against Michael Jordan and beating him in horse. Got you, MJ!
And that would never, ever happen.
He said the same thing at Wimbledon. Look what happened. No.
Here's what's kind of cool about Serena Williams making a return at the age of 44. That's still incredible. She said her motivation was to enjoy the sport, and she wanted to have a chance to play in front of her daughters. Now, she's not completely finished, though. She and her sister, Venus Williams, are slated to play doubles, so that's exciting. Can't wait to watch the action.
Number two.
What do you think about AI bringing back celebrities that have passed away?
You're really messing with stuff here.
Think about holograms and what that does. Well, here's a clip from the teaser for Wonka's The Golden Ticket. It's a reality series featuring an AI-generated version of Gene Wilder's voice.
A whole new generation of real-life golden ticket holders will compete for a life-changing prize. Or say a most unfortunate goodbye.
Oh, I don't know about that. Gene's not here to talk.
It also doesn't sound like Gene Wilder.
It does a little bit.
I don't think it sounds like him at all. But
it does, a little bit.
This is an interesting idea. So this is a reality competition series on Netflix. Just like, think of what they did with Squid Games, how they turned it into an actual reality show.
And so now.
So if you look, it's going to be on Netflix starting September 23rd. If you love Willy Wonka, they put them into this real life chocolate factory with all these different obstacles and challenges. I'm intrigued by this idea.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime. It's an interesting concept.
Sounds good.
It is. I'm excited to see it. So again, September 23rd.
Number one.
Timothée Chalamet stars in an animated movie called Not Alone. And it also stars Selena Gomez. Mm. So they've released the trailer for this. And here they're talking about just trying to go out to dinner.
Friend!
Yeah?
Do you, you want some lunch with me?
I could do dinner.
Like, dinner?
Oh! Kind of cool. It includes Minions and people from Despicable Me.
Cool.
It's going to be in theaters in April 2027. And that is your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix. Danny from Waukesha was caller number nine, and this is her chance at winning $1,000.
Let's go, Danny!
It's the Mix Mega Minute. Danny, you were watching us on the stream and called in and got through. That is so cool. This has happened with Emily before, too, where they're watching it on Instagram or YouTube and Facebook. That's pretty exciting, Danny. How are you feeling? You think you got a good shot?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yes, come on. You know it. You
60 seconds, 10 trivia questions. Get them all right. You win $1,000 thanks to Habish, Habish, and Rotier, just like Katie from Milwaukee. And you could say pass if you don't know the answer. We'll circle back to it if we have time. Time is going to start as soon as we read that first question. Danny, here we go. What was the name of the pilot who landed the Miracle on the Hudson?
Kelly.
Correct. What is the smallest U.S. state?
Rhode Island.
Correct. What is the largest species of bear?
Black? Grizzly?
Incorrect. How many players are on the field for one soccer team at a time?
11.
Correct. Which fast food chain introduced the Blizzard?
Dairy Queen.
Correct. What type of fruit is depicted on top of the men's singles trophy at Wimbledon?
Pineapple.
Correct. In computer science, what does CPU stand for?
Pass.
What kind of animal is the mascot for Kellogg's Frosted Flakes?
Tiger.
Correct. The, tiger. The 4th of July commemorates the 13 American colonies severing its political ties to which country?
England.
Incorrect! Ah! It's Great Britain. I actually had to look this up before we did this question.
To make
I'm
sure.
Like, wait, I want to make sure, but it's Great Britain is what it was. Yeah. So okay. Sorry. All right, so we got through 9 of the questions, and out of the 9, you did get 6 correct. What is the largest species of bear? Polar bear.
Oh, I thought you said smallest.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry if you misheard that. In computer science, what does CPU stand for? Central Processing Unit.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, everybody knows that one.
But you did a great job.
You got pineapple. Yeah. How did you know the pineapple is on top of the Wimbledon Championship for men's singles?
That was just a lucky guess.
Wow.
You did
great
well.
Job.
You did well. I'm sorry you didn't win the $1,000. We love that you are watching live on Instagram, Danny, and being a part of the fun that way as well. Be listening this afternoon with Brett Andrews, 4:05. That's the cheat sheet. That's when we give you the first question along with the answer for tomorrow's Mix Mega Minute. And the fun always happens at 7:20 here on The Mix.
Every Wednesday, you hear a sound that seems like it should be easy. But most weeks, it turns out, a lot of you struggle with this. Will you be the one who cracks the mystery? You got Elizabeth in Radar, and it's What's That Sound Wednesday.
Let's do this.
Uh-huh. Okay, 414-432-1099.
I even cleaned my ears this morning. Q-tips and all.
Is that what you were doing over there with your nails?
Don't you worry
digging
about it.
Digging in with your pinky? That wax on the floor. Careful now. All right, here we go. It's how it works. You hear this sound that, well, you know what? One of us here on the show, either Elizabeth, Radar, or producer Will, hears in everyday life, and then we bring it to you. You call, and if you guess it correctly, you can give a shout out on the radio. Here's today's What's That Sound Wednesday? Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's listened to the show knows exactly what that is. I can't even give a guess because I'm just going to give it away. And that takes the fun out of it. But it's one of my favorite sounds.
Especially on a hot day. Is it one of your favorite sounds?
It's one of my favorite sounds.
Doesn't matter if it's a hot day or a cold day, right?
Nope.
Doesn't matter.
It's a good day when I hear that noise. But
right.
I can't guess. You all need to guess and be a part of this.
414-432-1099. What's That Sound Wednesday? What's That Sound Wednesday? 414-432-1099. If you solve it, you can give a shout out on the radio. It's Elizabeth and Radar. And Joe, what is your guess? You're going to be the first one through here on the phone. So go ahead. What's that sound? Joe, you there? Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Joe, what?
Hey, you're there.
What's
okay.
up, buddy?
Joe, what's your guess?
Dropping ice cubes into a cup.
Ice cubes in a cup does sound like that.
Now that you mention it,
yeah,
it does. I thought this was going to be a pretty easy one, but that's a good guess.
Yeah, Joe, that is incorrect, man.
Ooh,
sorry, Joe. Well, let's go over to Sharon. What's that sound, Sharon?
Hi. I'm close to that guess, too. Something with ice cubes, like finishing up your drink.
Finishing the drink. So you like, you got the, maybe shaking it up a little bit there?
Again, not a bad guess, but for people that have been paying really close attention, I think it's pretty obvious what this one is.
Sorry, Sharon, that is incorrect. And let's go over to, wow, phones are really blowing up. Line number four, is this Casey?
Yes, this is Casey.
Hey, Casey, what's good morning.
That sound, Casey?
You know, it sounds a little bit like when Radar has to put some change in the jar when he says the B word.
The B word. It is the B word. It's the bad B word. That's a word that's not allowed here on this show.
So you think this... Oh, right there is when one fell out, but that went back in. That's exactly what it is. Nicely done.
But for people that may not know, it's not a swear jar. It's a...
It's a bear jar.
Yes, it's the bear jar. Radar, you need to grab it right now and put money in it, because we had a listener that got very upset whenever Radar talked about his teams, and so we came up with the bear jar. So anytime he talks about the Cubs or the Chicago Bears, he's got to put money in it. It's all for charity. It's for a good cause.
Bears, Cubs, Bears, Cubs.
Oh, you got a dollar.
I'm going to put a dollar in because I just said Bears, Cubs. There you go.
Well, and I've got actually my Packer chain here today for people watching on the stream. Because, Casey, we just got invited to play against one another in the Battle Border Brouhaha charity softball game with Jordy Nelson and Mason Crosby and a couple of Chicago Bears.
The Biz!
July 19th. Get your tickets at skycarp.com. It's at ABC Stadium down there.
Casey, don't you think that Elizabeth just said we get to play against the couple of Bears? Don't you think Elizabeth should have to put money in the
I'll do
bear
it.
Jar?
I mean, you both do.
I'll do it.
I just put a dollar in. While we do that, Casey, you can give a shout out on the radio. Who do you want to shout out today?
Oh, I'm going to shout out my work, Mr. Sparky of Bruce City, because I'm sitting in the parking lot not going in because I got through on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. Hey! Okay, don't be late for work. Yeah, but we love that you were listening. Yeah. Okay, I've got 25, 35. I have 36 cents that I will put into the bear jar.
There you go.
My donation. Thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Listening. Now get to work, Casey.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday weekend, you may be hanging out with friends, but don't be drinking and driving. And AAA has a way to help if you find yourself in that situation. It's Elizabeth and Radar. What you need to know on the go is AAA has activated Tow to Go, much like they did over the New Year holiday. And with more than, well, we got 72 million Americans. They're always looking at how many people are going to be traveling this year.
Guys, it's not 4th of July until the news reports how many people are going to be on the roads. And is it even going to come close to impacting your plans? No. Why do they report on that every year? Like, hey, newsflash. What? People are going to be driving around during the 4th of July?
72 million. I thought there was going to be 75 million. So at least I know it's down. That's
and
good.
I really need to know the gas prices, too. Every year you're going to see that story.
Are they going to be 75 cents? No, they're not. All right. The free service from AAA will be available starting Friday, July 3rd, 6 p.m. through 6 a.m. Monday, July 6th. So all holiday weekend long. You get a free ride for impaired drivers and their vehicles within a 10-mile radius. Now, AAA is saying don't get out there and plan like, oh, I'm just going to drive here, load up, and then call them. This is just if you get into a situation. Last year, AAA got more than 687,000 calls for roadside assistance from drivers with car trouble just during the 4th of July holiday period. So you imagine, you know, if people are really having issues in the heat. If it's really hot, might be overheating.
And if you missed it, there's a lot of people that are going to be on the road.
Let me see how many they're saying. About 72 million. Can you believe that?
I think it's great that they're doing this to try to get people home safe. And if your family's been impacted by drunk driving, like our family, when we lost my cousin Jenny out there in Oak Creek at the hands of a drunk driver, it's such a preventable thing. Mm-hmm. It's such a preventable thing. Have a plan. We were just talking with our son the other night, he's 21 now, so he and his friends, they're going out to bars, they're doing all that kind of thing. When he was down at Summerfest, we were like, do you want us to get you an Uber? He's like, nope, I'm good. We got an Uber. We've got one of the moms of the other friends was driving him down. They had plans to stay somewhere downtown that night. Awesome. That's the biggest thing that we've always said to him. And we've even talked about how, you know, I asked him a couple of weeks ago, I said, did you ever pay attention when Dad and I would be going somewhere and you'd be in the car and we would always say to one another, hey, who's going to be driving home tonight?
Yeah, who's going to do
we the purpose? I told him, I said, Brayson, we purposely always made it a point to have that discussion in front of you. And he's like, yeah, no, I heard you guys say it all the time. I said, just so you get in those good habits.
Yep.
To always make sure you have a plan of how you're going to get home.
And then you see those, the kids are always loading up on the Ubers. And I'll ask my son Bones, who lives in Oak Creek, and he's going to see his buddies in Milwaukee. Waukesha is his one buddy, just bought a house in Waukesha. And I'm like, are you staying at his house? No, it's expensive, but hey, at least it's safe. I'm Ubering from my place to his place and home.
They make for great gift cards, Lyft, Uber gift cards. Yep. When Brayson turned 21, we told everybody, just load up on that stuff, put them into the app. But yeah, have a plan. You don't want to ruin this 4th of July for you or someone else and make a second decision that will change your life forever.
And that's why AAA is offering this tow to go. They'll take your car and you. And you know what? You can't sit there and make the excuse and say, well, I'm not a member. Doesn't matter. If you're a non-member, doesn't matter at all. You just call or go on AAA's website, say, hey, need some help here? Boom. They'll come and help you out.
Love that.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
How early is too early to get that text? You got Elizabeth and Radar. It's text roulette. You can text us anytime, day or night, doesn't matter. But some people aren't very happy. And the text that came in is pretty much a rant. And we want to know from you. We took a look at this and said, you know what? Let's do a little text roulette. Throw it out to our mixed family. Let us know what you think. At 414-432-1099. The text reads, unbelievable that I would get a text at 5:30 a.m. in 2026 after multiple reminders to remind me of my appointment. I thought this was a professional company. I don't have the ability to set a reminder. Rude AF. They don't think I have the ability to set a reminder? Question mark. Rude
I love the AF. Fact that you texted us this, by the way, that we're your best friend that gets that early morning text. Look, I'm upset and someone needs to hear about it. And we all have that person. And I 100%. Love that we could be that person for you. Because 5:30 in the morning, for us, I don't know, for you and I, Radar, that seems super early. Also, I don't wake up to anything. I tell people all the time, if you really have to get a hold of me, just keep calling and calling and calling. One text, that's not going to do it. I mean, you know I'm a heavy sleeper. That's not going to wake me up. And if you need to get a hold of me, you should probably call about 10 times. And then finally, Someone trying to get a hold of me?
I would do this to my buddies who would call me like in the middle of the night or when I'm trying to go to bed. And there's the, you know, like, I don't know, the Packers win, the beat my team, or the Brewers win. And I get woke up and I go, okay, buddy. So then when I know they're sleeping, that's when I start blowing their phone up. Yeah, thanks for waking me up. Yeah, it's okay. We got another game. Good. I hope you woke you up. Get out of here. Well, trying to sleep.
And now you can turn off certain notifications on most phones. I know with iPhones you can do that. Yeah, I don't know about an Android. So what? Here's the thing, though. This is a business that sent the text.
Yes. They get a text at 5:30 in the morning. Unbelievable that I would get this text at 5:30 a.m. in 2026 after multiple reminders to remind me of my appointment. I've gotten those. I have a dentist appointment, matter of fact, today. And I've gotten numerous updates like, hey, don't forget, don't forget. Yeah, I get it. But apparently 5:30 in the morning is a little too early to get this text for this mixer.
And that's what's bad. That's what's bad taste for a business to do that, because you don't want to give anybody any reason to opt out of your text and that kind of communication.
And the person even said they think I don't have the ability to set a reminder. Well, no, this is your reminder to make sure your reminder was set.
But maybe you should call this place of business and just say, hey, want to make you aware. It could be an error in their system. I know that there was a doctor's appointment that I had a couple months ago, and I was getting so many reminders. Mm-hmm. I finally said something when I checked in. I mean, it was insane. It was at least 10 reminders, and they're blowing up my phone, and you constantly think you're getting an emergency message, and you realize that you're not.
Right.
And they appreciated that I said something to them because they were getting other feedback, and that's when they told me, hey, we had a little glitch in the system here. We didn't mean to send that many texts out, so
right.
Glad that you know. Because I thought, all right, I understand. I have the appointment.
Perfect. All right, let's go to G.I. Jane. What do you think about this early morning text, G.I. Jane? This is a mixer who texted in and just went off on a rant on the situation.
I understand the rant, especially coming from the military, because the VA will send you an email reminder, a text reminder, and a phone call reminder for all your appointments. And it's ungodly frustrating. But as we adapt to technology and businesses have that ability to text you, you also have to be aware of all the gadgets on your phone that you can omit things from 11 at night to 7 in the morning, or only have your urgent contacts or friends and family. You
sure.
can filter everything that you get. So as much as we hate technology, it can also be a huge benefit.
Yeah, that's very true. My daughter Haley, who's a nurse at Children's, has the notification silence or delivered in silence always pops up whenever I text her. And I'm like, what? Oh, she's sleeping during the day, so she doesn't want to be bugged. But
exactly.
The text goes through.
Work shift change.
Yeah.
You know, people that are on third shifts or people that my fiance goes to work at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh.
You know, so for him, he's in the same boat as you guys. 5 o'clock's not early. Text him all you want to. But me, I don't wake up till, 6:30, 7.
Yeah, don't be bugging me.
So that's too early for you.
Stephanie from Waukesha, we were talking about text roulette. The person got a text at 5:30 in the morning to remind them of their appointment. They don't think I have the ability to set a reminder. Rude AF. What do you think? Is 5:30 too early to be sending a text?
Well, yes, and I got one from my bank to tell me that they canceled my appointment. Well, I don't go for that. I'm old. You should call somebody. I got to the bank, and the guy in the lobby in front of everybody told me, hey, I sent you a message, and I said, hey, I don't go for that. You call me. And he said, well, make an appointment again. And I said, how about you give me all my money right now? And he said, that can be arranged. Oh, I was so mad.
You were taking your money out just because you got a text?
I took all my money out because he was rude and told me to remake my appointment. And I said, no, you call me. And he said, well, no, I sent you a text. It was at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That got you so mad that you said, give me my business. I'm going elsewhere.
Well, and most places will ask you how you preferred to have communication done. So maybe that was something you didn't have set up originally.
Right.
And that's why they just default to textings. And that's most people would prefer that. They don't want to have a phone call, or they think the phone call is spam. But in your case, you were that upset.
Nope.
So you went to a different place.
He sent me a text. And then he sent me an email, and I said, I'm sorry, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not looking at emails. I don't have my phone glued to my butt, okay?
Look, you hear people say all the time, don't mess with my family. In this case, don't mess with my money. But also, what Stephanie's saying is, don't mess with my sleep. Don't be texting me so early.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye.
Shante, what do you think about this text roulette? 5:30 a.m., too early to be getting a text to remind you about your appointment?
Yeah, good morning. I work for a pharmacy, so I get yelled at all the time about these texts. It's all controlled by an automated system, so we have no control over these things.
True, but sometimes I think companies need to be made aware that, like I said earlier, I had a doctor's appointment that sent me an insane amount of texts to the point that I did bring it up to them, and they appreciated the feedback because they did have an error in the system. So they needed to know.
True. Yes, yeah, true.
Yeah, so I don't know how doctor's offices work, but with the pharmacies, there's nothing we can do at the pharmacy about it.
Because you don't control it. It's probably an outside company that sends that reminder.
Right.
It's up to you to change it on your phone when you get these text messages.
Is that one of the most common things that people say to you when you're working at a pharmacy? Or are they more talking to you about what they're picking up?
Well, that is one of the common things.
Sure.
Even for my own prescriptions, I've gotten a text at 1:30 in the morning to say my prescription's ready and I've picked it up already.
Hey, but that's stuff you want to know. If you're sick and you're not feeling well and you want someone to get there right when they open, here's another text that said, and this makes a lot of sense. We have a text from Stephanie with an F that said, a lot of companies have it set up that they'll send you this message 2-4 hours before your appointment. So if you have an appointment at 8 a.m., the text will come early. And they need to know those cancellations pretty early to make other plans or get other people in that are on a waiting list.
That's very true.
So moral of the story is, it's all fair game is what we're learning. Just learn how to turn off those notifications on your phone. You're trying to just sit outside and have a quiet moment. Maybe you like the heat. It's summer. You're on the patio. And all of a sudden, something catches your eye.
Oh.
What was that?
Oh.
Where did it go? It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And that was me on the patio yesterday. I was only out for a little bit. I know it's super hot, but I like the heat. So yeah. I wanted to be outside and had the dog out just for a few minutes. And I'm sitting there in our beautiful by-the-yard patio furniture, hashtag ad, and something kept catching my eye. And I'm like, is it a fly? Where is this thing that I keep seeing? And then I see something blue, and I see black. And again, weird. I've got sunglasses on, I've got a hat on, it's really bright and hot outside. Wait, what is this thing? And then I look, and on the patio chair, I see this black, fuzzy spider that has blue on its face. And I'm like, what is this thing?
Blue face?
And then immediately I start thinking about those deadly spiders. Those like brown recluse spiders
kill
you.
Or the black widow that has
those
the red
two. Right.
Spot and on the back?
This isn't brown, it's black. And I look at this thing and I try to get a picture. And guess what it does? It jumps. It jumped away. This is why when I said I saw it and then I didn't see it. And of course, I'm trying to keep my dog away because our German short-haired pointer, Coda, if it flies, it dies. She's a hunting dog. All the things. Bees, wasps, she will try to eat all of them. And so I don't want her to eat this thing because I don't know what it is. So I finally got a picture. Radar, check your Slack right now. I sent you a picture of this spider.
I'm looking at
the
it right
blue
now.
Is its mouth. It has a blue
weird
mouth.
Did you Google Lens that thing?
That's exactly what
all
I
right,
did.
Perfect. That's what you got to do.
I took this picture for people watching on the stream right now. Mm-hmm. I took this picture, and it's hard to see on the video, but it's really teeny tiny. So I had to zoom in to get a picture of this spider.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Weird.
Went to the internet.
And what is it?
I've never even heard of this.
What is it? Is it poisonous? Is it something we should look out
literally
for?
Literally, the first thing, I didn't care about the name. I immediately started scrolling and I thought, all right, is this thing dangerous?
Yeah, that's right.
It is not dangerous. It's not venomous. The black jumping spider you are seeing in Wisconsin.
Wait a minute.
That's how I Googled it.
Jumping spider?
It's called a bold jumping spider, also known as the daring jumping spider. Appearance, stout, compact body with a black and hairy appearance.
Yeah.
They usually have a distinctive white, orange, or yellow spot on their back. It had that.
It's a white kind of spot there. Yeah, it needs a shave, too. It's really hairy. Okay.
Eyes and fangs. They have 8 eyes and 2 large front-facing eyes that give them excellent vision. When they open their mouths, you can often see a metallic blue or green color. And, it, like, seriously, what? This picture, the thing has a blue mouth.
You got to post it. This is crazy looking. This is stuff you only see, like, in the Amazon, not in Waukesha.
Isn't this crazy?
So,
behavior. Instead of spinning webs to catch prey, the bold jumping spider will stalk, chase, and pounce on insects, flies, beetles, and ants.
People.
And they are not dangerous. But I had never even heard of a spider like this before.
It looks like a baby tarantula with a blue mouth. It really does. It's like if that thing keeps eating, it's going to grow into a tarantula. That's crazy. So, that it looked exactly like it.
So we have some people watching on the stream right now. Marielle just said, oh my God, that's a horrible spider. I would be freaking out. I was, because the thing was jumping around.
It's
black and fuzzy and stout and kind of chunky looking.
Have you seen it again?
I want to show people on the stream.
Yeah, show the stream because that I have never seen this thing before. What'd you say it was called again?
This is called, I think it's called a bold jumping spider. They exist in Wisconsin.
There it is. But it's got a cute face when you have a clear picture. Look at that thing. Aww.
That thing is not cute when it's jumping around and you don't know where it jumped to, Radar. Did you know that there is a bold jumping spider in Wisconsin that has 8 eyes and a blue mouth and it's black and stout and fuzzy? Because when I was on the patio yesterday, this thing kept catching my eye and I thought it was a fly, but it wasn't high enough in the air and I was very confused by what it was. Well, I finally saw it, took a picture of it. You got Elizabeth and Radar here on the mix and I looked it up on Google and it came back as the bold jumping spider.
Yeah.
And we're learning more and more about this fuzzy creature. They are not dangerous. That's the one thing that I did look up because when I first saw it, I thought, my dog's going to want to eat this. Is it going to bite us? Do I have to be worried about it? And I'd never seen this spider before.
Well, looked it up on Wikimedia, which has a whole bunch of bugs and stuff you can research.
A site I will never go on.
Yeah. Well,
I'll just have you tell me.
The bold jumper. Phidippus audax is the scientific name.
It was on my patio furniture. I was sitting out there.
Okay.
Shout out to By the Yard.
Did you notice if it was a male or a female?
How do I know?
The males have eyebrows or tufts of hair over the eyes.
Wait, let me zoom in.
White bands extend back from the rear pair of eyes.
Based on the picture radar, this spider. Okay. I took a couple. Let me zoom on this one. It's a female spider.
Okay. It's a female. All right.
This female just wanted to hang out on the patio with all the girls. Yeah. Me and my girl Coda, my dog.
They mature into adults in April and May. Then they mate and deposit eggs in June and July.
What?
Suspend her eggs in a silken sheet.
No.
Wherever she is found to be jumping.
She was jumping quite a bit.
Well, but on your deck, your patio?
Yeah.
Okay. They can be found on tree trunks as well, but deck railings is where they really love to hang out.
Oh!
And they're shy spiders. They retreat from humans when approached. But if handled, they generally do not bite. Again, generally do not bite. When bites do occur, you could get itching, swelling, and redness, and your mouth could turn blue. That's weird. That's quite wild. Be careful.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.